Beginning of Daven says Yevam is Dafchav Hey. Beginning with Beis, beginning with Chayes Master, beginning with Gemara. Rav Amay says Adam Kar Beis Latzmai, that a person is a relative to himself, and therefore Einod Meis Matzmai Rasha cannot make himself wicked, and therefore we're going to say Pagin Nevun. We don't accept the part that he's saying about himself, but we do accept what he's saying regarding the other person. Says Chayes Hikshad of Yitzchok Ben Avram. Says the parakshin in the Ksuvas, in the second parakshin Ksuvas of Yitzchok Ben Beis Masik Rav of Gufim. Rav himself, who's the Dibur Maschal Taisus, he himself concludes and he says Yabir Hodit Dan Hasim. This regarding that the Mishnah says Ben Ksuvas. It means Ab Yod Niyutim Makam Acher. If the handwriting we cannot verify from somewhere else, so it's only coming from their own testimony. Had Eil Naman Leiman Nusam Einus. So they're believed to say that yes, it's our handwriting, but we were forced. And Loishon, we didn't learn Elisha Amra Nusam Einu Makam Zavashes. That only if they were saying we were forced because of our life was at stake. But if we were forced because of money, in other words, you know, we were pushed, you know, for bribery for monetary reasons, then ain't among them. Then they're not believed. Now, and the reason is because that's not something that would validate doing such a thing. Now, which is wrong. So that's about my in the one. Why is Rabbi saying that they're not believed? We should have split his statement into two. We're limited to say that news. Yeah, they were forced. But the part that we say because of money that we shouldn't record. Rather, because we would say it would be because of saving his life. Another Maria says, no, let's begin the Buddha. We don't split up someone's words. They live to invalidate a document. Because the Midrash said, "Makasim al-Shtan has commissioned Nechlo to do the best." Really, biblically, we don't even have to verify. Biblically, it's already like what's verified. So, this that we require rabbinically, that's not going to allow us to undo it with Palgin Nebure. Or, you know, another approach you could say is Hassam over there, B'chalin Shehem Anusim. Really, all types of coerced situations. Im loy machmas davashes. If not for the fact that it's because of their lives at stake, Habadashom, they're wicked. Because a person is not allowed to do something wrong, even when it's a core situation. We wouldn't suspend it with a pagin de bur to say, oh, that the force was because of a person's life at stake. Because it's the minority, and therefore that would not allow us for the reinterpretation through a pagin de bur. The person cannot make himself as a wicked person. So Taisi qualifies. It says, "How lips lasatma." That's only to invalidate himself for, let's say, testimony that we don't say he cannot make himself. That then he cannot make himself a rasha. But Neman who loy megabet chilas chayla meizid yisi. But he is able to say by regarding when he ate forbidden fats that he's able to say, "Oh, I was deliberate." And we do trust him, so to speak, that he's making himself a wicked person. Because we can't force him based on what he's saying, that the witness has said, oh, you did it, you have to bring a carpet. He says, yeah, I did it, but I did it deliberately. And so you see, regarding that, the person, quote unquote, could make himself as a Russian. Now, then, to his father, he says, when the Balabais tells the Shleach, oh, bring me the money from the window, I may not lose Kamor from the box. That we say in the Gemara, a person is not able to make himself a wicked person, let me make this to say, deliberately, which would get him out of the Chiyav of the Me'ilah. So it says, it's not because a person is not believed to say it was deliberate, because that we said increases that we see that you could. The pshit nemen, of course, he's believed. Ela kolim, rather, what the Gemara means to say over there in kedushin is she'im berotzin oyim be'in in the mashen nafesh. A person would not willingly say something that would make him a wicked person, and therefore he does not have that migui, the strength to be able to have said it over there. But of course, he could say such a thing. Then the Gemara begins to say the hashem mashma. Now here it sounds like from the words of Rav Yisuf and Rava that the nirbalut soynai pasul edus, that if someone was he had this relationship. A forbidden relationship willingly, so he's invalid for Eidus, as the Gemara seems to say. Now, in the Gemara, there is such an opinion that if someone suspected regarding Arise, he's kosher for Eidus. So we see that that does not invalidate you for testimony. So if you're someone over there, the Hosam B'choshen, you're talking about that he's suspected, meaning to Pallets. He's someone that is breached in these areas, and he's secluded with forbidden women. It's not definitively that he definitively had a relationship with an erva, because if it was, then it would be forbidden, like we say here in our sugya. Now, so Tosis explains in the parachas, this the one who asks over there, "Oni Mori, my master, answer me." Adabam mekasev kosher, that he has 40 lashes on the shoulder and he's mekasher. What the Gemara means to say with the hand of the malkin al leiteva shmu, it's only because they don't even lashes because he did an erva. It's simply because of the problem about yichud that he did something inappropriate. That's why they give lashes. But of course, if he did something definitively, then yes, he would not be kosher edus as we say in our sugya. And then this is the time we begin to say, but even if someone definitively had a relationship with an erva, why would it be invalid for testimony? But you need to have someone that's wicked, as the pasuk says, Eid Rasha, it says over there in the pasuk, Chamas, has to be like thievery, which, that has to be something that's wicked to heaven and to people. But the person that does arayas ain't galabrius. It's not bad for people because they're nechul nevelas la'achas. Like someone who eats nevelas deliberately to anger, where the kashal of peg zaboy, because that's that both criteria. Yes, that's ra'al shemaim ra'alabrius, and there's not ra'alabrius. So here also by arayas, it's not. So it's actually for someone to say no. David kama echel nevelas la'ti oven. No, it is. It's like someone eats nevelas for desire. The pasul kalama that is invalid for everyone because avishem ra'alabrius. Although he's not so to speak bad for people, but the kim no kashal abe b'shvalam nos asme. Since he suspects it regarding to violate certain things because of his own personal pleasure, kashal nami lehar check b'shvalam is also suspected to testify falsely because of monetary gain. And b'chanam b'bal erba, the same thing is regarding an erba that yeah he's going to be possible for aid is because that is considered. Because he would do bad for people for his own personal gain, as we see that that regarding Arias that he engages in. Next test mouth beginning to come limer of Yusuf. Let's say Yusuf is like a Yehuda. That is Yusuf holding a Yehuda that we don't say Pagin the Buri, and since he's wicked, that's why the aid is bottle. Tracy says, it's a wonder. Because the Achle Yehuda less Pagin the Buri. Here, Agamor is telling us that Yehuda does not hold Pagin the Buri or Pagin Perka Chilis. And later on, the Mzayim Rav from Indigmar tells us who does like a Mir Yehuda. The person came in front of Yehuda. But when he said, "Skiarti ben Yilu ben Atzmi," I converted by myself, without, not in front of anyone else, which is not valid. So Amalei says, "Nemanat the Lipsalas Asmacho." You believe to invalidate yourself that you're not a propagator, but beyond your Lipsalas Benachu, you cannot invalidate your sons. So it says, "I'm Pagin the Buri." We see that obviously we split up his words, and we say that oh, he was Megayer. But it was not. But the part that he said is Beinelu and Atzmai that we don't believe him. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda does hold Pagin the Buddha. Me or Shlomo, however, says what you can say is the Hasam limit Tamei this Neman. He's not believed over there because of his testimony. As the parenthesis says, the Adam Karvets Atzmai because he's considered relative to himself. And moreover, the Im Neman lives Atzmai if he's believed to invalid himself. If it doesn't come from Kshema, how would it be possible that something be kosher? Other rather says Adam Basli, this is we invalidate him over there. Hainu, that's not because we really believe him. It's not his testimony is accepted. It's only that he cannot marry a Jewish woman. Because the Shami Nafsh Chadich the Suga, that's not from Din Eidus. That's a person who can make himself as something as forbidden on his own, like a nether. And that's the halacha that we believe in that regard. Well, let's say if an ox of a Jew gores his ox. That Jew would be exempt because of his admission that he's not really a Jew. But not that we really believe him as a din of ages, and therefore we're not really saying Pagin the Buddha. And then says so anyway, he did Yehuda Guvakash. If you did this whole teaching itself is really difficult because the words of Yehuda was that he said to him, you cannot invalidate your sons, which that's itself is a wonder because either way you look at it. If his wife was not Jewish, anyways, his sons are not Jewish. And if she was Jewish, anyways, they're Jewish. So what does it mean? What does it have to do with him? And the Shem Nefash Bez Hashem there on the Mem Zayin Menav says Taisis and the Maskel Neman, we're going to explain over there how to explain your Behuda. Next Taisis Maskel, we're going to the Gemara, Ha'isim Hargib. You're right, Haganu doesn't mean that we killed him. It means I was with his murderers. Which Taisis explains, he says, but he said, we killed him. So that's the koimani yisim argument. It's like as if he said, "I was with his murderers." Ukein yisim mefarshim ben tamar ben chananel. So do we find similar interpretation? Peg mishalchus and gidnav ayin gimel meiz to maskel amar. Boim when he says meishani boilim that from the time when I'm in the world, it's not the koim. It's as if he said something else. Meaning, it's not like he explicitly said that. We're just explaining his words. We're just explaining his words. It's like that he said that. And therefore, also over here, although he did say argenu, it's like as if he said anihe yisim argen. Next says about the beginning of the Gemara, b'megizas kabetkai by the crossing of the kabetkai, which yiftom the gasi b'mezigas, not b'megizas, but says we have a kamei b'megizas, the same thing. That means avroi the crossing kamei similar, or that we find either salmo or similar. That's from the read that sometimes you could switch a letter and it's really the same word. Next says about the beginning of the Gemara, time of the bezdin. So it sounds like it's the court that we don't suspect. I may trey loy, but if it's two, then we wouldn't say that we don't suspect. Now, Tzayis Badi says, "I've got the min beisah shalecho." Although the Gemara says, "In gidnav lamed beisim beisil trei nami beit din karulo." What do I mean? A court is not just three; a court is also two. The Kamal Kamari still the Re says the daik shaper. Still, the Gemara is making appropriate inference. The Mitalik time of beisim from the fact that we're saying it's dependent on the beisim. But look, come up neishai beis. We don't say because there were two. Shmamin not glisagal, but obviously, although yeah, two could be a court, but obviously two is not enough. Very more, but the dumi the chalitza the begimel because we compare it to the other case of chalitza with three people. Because I've got the command the machshav beperkmitz chalitza. Although that there is an opinion that validates later on the Kovdal Manav Yechidi, even though he's individual, but Hachtan Lissam, like I say, this time there's not holding like him. Because the Chad Badi Lemikr Bezin, because one for sure is not called a Bezin, which we're calling it that it's a Lefnei Bezin, and Mikr Namad Anam Chad, there's also rumors with one. From the, so therefore, it's obvious that from here, because this time it holds one, it would be rumors. Obviously, if we're saying that it would work, but Lefnei Bezin, it obviously means that it's not by Yechidi, and therefore, that's why we're saying it's with three. Because we're doing the chalitza, which was begimel. Like says not the beginning of the Gemara, Chacham not double zet. Chacham not concerned for such a case when the witness is signed on the acquisition or get isha. They're allowed to purchase the field, and we're not concerned for such a situation. Now, so let's tell you, I'm from the Shari. Although you're right, it's permitted. Come on, Bal Nefesh Yisrachik, a spiritual person would distance himself. Can Tanya Lebeil Trevis, like the Gemara says on this, Chul Daf Memdal Mabeis. Don't miss a din. If someone goes and litigates a judge or a court case, Zika B'chayiv, you know, merit or liable, Timi B'tiris, Tamar Tar. And when you have witnesses testified, they're all out of purchase. They're not invested at all. The sages say, no, distance is something that's disgusting or anything that gives an appearance of wrongdoing. So one should still distance. That he might hire witnesses. They're going to say words. They didn't do an action. It means, in other words, Tais is bothered. Why is the Gemara asking that even if the men is, would be in front of the two, we would not suspect them. But you compare this to the halacha of witnesses who were signed on the acquisition, and okay, so we wouldn't be concerned. But over here, when they didn't do anything, because they're not signed on the nishtar, rather they're just testifying that the men was in front of them, so then you would have to suspect them because they didn't do anything, as you see from the Gemara Gittin. There's a difference between doing or just words. And words, the person might rationalize that he didn't do anything wrong. So it says no, the Gishma Eden Shakem, when they are testifying falsely chashon of mice, that is considered an action, and therefore we wouldn't suspect. Can the Pirish Bakud, like Rashi explains, Kibnal Pim Nigma, but since it's finalized with their words, but the card the Buddha Hasim, and this is the one of the advantage is that the words over their person would rationalize that they would do falsely. That's Elba Oiba Amr, that's only when they say that they said, meaning Shaim Nabal, that they're saying from the owner, from the husband, Lesefer, to the scribe, Laden, to the witness, Lichta Belachtim, to write and to sign. Could you lay Nigma the them? There it's not being finalized by them, it's being finalized by the Sefer and the Edom. But when their words are finalizing it, then that's the same thing as a Maisa, and then we would not suspect them when they're true. The next day, Master when begins with the Gemara Amal, who he said to them, Masini, it's Amishna, Hanit and Mechulu, which is bothered, say, yeah, but why are you only seeing half the story? Why are you comparing only to that of the Shivcha and David's Kechadim? What's with Nitla Eishasish? What's with what you compare to that case, which there you actually do say that Yaitzi? So it's not comparable because the Hasam over there, Bedinsha Yaitzi, it makes sense that you should divorce or Imhu Emes Asirelei because if it's true, then it's actually forbidden. And therefore, even though he marries, you have to remove her because the Boil is forbidden. Aloha over here, Shasas, he should be Nether. We're here, the Chacham, all he did was he made the woman forbidden with a Nether. And Afalos Shagadin, they've even made it forbidden even inappropriately. But Kivin Shagir Shabbala, once Osman divorced the Shah Lachacham, the rise of biblically should be to the Chacham. And therefore, that's way more similar to the case of Nit Meshivcha, where there also, if it's true, it's still not going to be forbidden, in contrast to the case of Eshadesh, where if it was true, it would be forbidden. So therefore, that's why it's more comparable to the case of Shivcha, not to the case of Eshadesh.